In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit ManilaPR.com now.
That lass on Radio 4 who's soon to be Charlotte Green, got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Mannix?
I can't repeat that.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
See what we did there?
Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Oh, Lord, there we are. It's the pause. What shall I actually say? Well, I should say, effectively, is it playoff paradise or is it maintaining mid-season mediocrity? I don't know. Welcome to Fly Me to the Moon. Frustrating times, obviously, Rob Nichols.
Absolutely. Yeah, but a miracle. A miracle's happened, Alex.
Curtis Fleming's returned?
Well, that's true, but I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the FA rescinding a red card for a Middlesbrough player.
Yes, well, exactly. Yeah? Obviously, clearly, the end of the world must be nigh.
It must be.
If that's the official line on the basis. However, things to talk about today. Clearly, Borough fans supporting food banks, very important line from that. We'll be talking about, will Jack Harrison ever get a game? I'm sure he will come on in some way, shape, or form. The return, of course, from QPR, where he's been pretty much in the wilderness, of Curtis Fleming.
Well, wilderness from the northeast, eh?
Exactly. And a whole heap of other goodies. When last we spoke, literally ahead of the Sheffield Wednesday game, which was a disappointing 0-0.
It was indeed.
We thought, okay, this was a little crop, a little trio of games here, which 9 points would be very positive.
That's very true,
very positive about. And then, of course, Norwich decided to do what they hadn't done to Borough for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And actually get all 3 points from the Riverside. Which is really, really annoying.
Yeah, at Norwich it was, of course.
Yep,
Carrow Road. But of course.
That's the thing. I was thinking back to Norwich.
Yeah.
Back in September 26th.
Yeah, indeed. We've got a playoff final apart. We've got a fairly good record. No, we should say, I just said about rescinding the red card, and of course the red card to Rudy Gustad did play a big part in that result. We had to totally change the formation, and that's what you get when you get a Premier League referee stepping down. He got it completely wrong.
Clearly no VAR to assist.
No, that's right.
Nothing else on that basis. There's a case of who knows what was actually happening. Unfortunately, we can't rescind the result.
That's right, in place.
And we now are obviously ahead of the Reading game, which part of me was thinking, that's 3-0, but then I've said that before.
It's
just gone.
It should be, shouldn't it? Because Reading are having a nightmare season after having got to the playoffs, weren't they, last season? The playoff final, in fact, and only penalties separated them from Huddersfield. It just shows you, doesn't it? It just shows you what can happen. After that you know, the sort of hangover from getting to so close, and now they're in a perilous position, really. Yeah. I think on and off the field.
Yep, Sturm, of course, in place. I suppose you could actually take a certain mild satisfaction from seeing that there's yet another new manager at Leeds United these days, but I just thought I'd throw it in there from that sort of point of view.
It's a bit of a shock, really, isn't it?
Thomas Christiansen on his way. Well, obviously, different owner, same old strategies.
Yeah.
Still, perhaps they're trying to model themselves on Watford. And nice to see also Gary Monk actually continuing the long-held and worthwhile tradition of former Borough managers becoming football pundits.
Yes, indeed.
This week, yes. So he's planted right in the middle.
Looking at Swansea.
Exactly, with Carlos Caballero, who effectively, I'm sure, has no regrets whatsoever about his move around the whole thing. Let's go straight to the whole notion of page 11 on issue 583, the Fly Me to the Moon Reading special. This match day, Middlesbrough Supporters Forum is asking generous Borough fans to share a little love with their local community ahead of Valentine's Day and take a donation for the Middlesbrough Food Bank to the Riverside. Now, as we've said, the frustrating thing is these should never occur in the first place, but part and parcel of this whole sequence, as you rightly say, in the seventh wealthiest nation in the world, we surely should not have people starving or even having to choose between fuel and food. But as football fans, we have the power in numbers to help make a difference in crisis. This should be a really good, important way of showing the caring and positive side of football fandom.
Yes. At this time of the year, everyone's got a coat on, everyone's got pockets. If you just slip a can of something or a packet of something, then every single... Because there's so many people going to that match, it can make a massive difference to the collection for the food bank, and that can make a massive difference to families that are maybe having to choose between... this time of the year, when it's very, very cold, I think we've got another cold night coming up, they are having to choose between fuel and food. And so football fans, through their generosity, can make such a big difference to some people.
Yeah, and I think also in a week in which another report has come out which suggests that the various isms are creeping back into the game, racism and phobias and such like, that this is, I think, really important that from the positive side of things we maintain we're not going to go back to the days, shall we say, the late Cyril Regis had to sort of cope with. I mean, that's a different line of things, but something that is worth noting. So how can people actually get involved with this thing tomorrow? What are the specifics as far as Caroline Walker, Chair of Middlesbrough Support Forum, is concerned?
Well, there's going to be a vehicle parked near the north stand, behind the north stand, near the club shop. And as I say, just go down to the ground as you normally would for the match, but just take something in your pocket. You know, it's one item or whatever. If you go to the borough.support website, there's a list there of things that they desperately need, and also a shopping list. Things like powdered milk, long life fruit juice, sponge puddings, coffee, rice pudding, packet of mash or tinned potatoes, tinned carrots. Things that, what they do is give people a 3-day sort of emergency rations, sort of a balanced nutrition to get them going for 3 days. So, what they did say is that they've got loads of tins of soup and loads of tins of peas. So, you know, if that's all you've got, then give them, There's plenty of other things on the lists that you could take.
And not that we're competitive, but we are. Newcastle fans apparently collecting £1,000 and 1 tonne of food every home match at St James Park. I think we need to look to beat them, really.
Yes.
We need to show that we're premiership in terms of that. We need to be looking towards the equivalents of Anfield, Goodison Park and so on.
Yeah.
Even at Celtic, recently Celtic Park Food Bank took in 4.8 tonnes of food and 600 pairs of trainers. Which is an interesting one, actually.
Indeed, you forget about these sort of things. Another thing it's the Trussell Trust that run a lot of these food banks, and they said that people tend to forget that a lot of families have pets, and that pets need pet food, and that can be the bottom of their family's priority. As you said, it's incredible, and tragically sad that there are so many food banks across the country. And when I read that figure for Newcastle United, that a ton of food, I couldn't believe that they could be so generous, one, but two, that they should need that much food.
Strange days in the second decade of the 21st century. Coming up, we'll be finding out why Chris Bartley is keeping the faith, but only just. We'll be reviewing clearly the games that have gone, but looking more positively ahead to those that are upcoming. In case you're wondering, of course, there's this Reading game. It's away to Neil Warnock's side. That'll be Cardiff. And of course, we've got Hull City at home, followed by Sunderland away before, of course. who knows, will be in charge at Leeds United at that stage, but that's the line.
Could be two managers down the line.
Really interesting times. It's probably going to test Tony Pulis's mettle. I think, as he would say, there are still lots of points to play for. We must give up. I mean, the general vibe I was getting from the phone-ins after the Norwich game was that people were saying it's all over, we're finished. I think that would be a wrong decision to make at this stage.
48 points, I think you said, there was left to play for. And the way that everybody's beating everybody else in this division, apart from Wolves, who are steaming ahead. It's people are bound to get down about it all, and after all, going into a season with such great expectations. But
it's the possibility of Pulis playoffs as opposed to automatic promotion. I must admit, I'd be very amazed if I think the automatic promotion might have actually left.
Yes.
Unless there's a major turnaround. But in terms of that, their promotion, only 6 points adrift at this particular moment in time. So we'll talk about that and more.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you very much, Bernie.
Excellent. Bernie, of course, would know Curtis Fleming.
They were good mates.
Exactly.
And I remember used to watch each other if they were in the reserves. And I've mentioned this in the fanzine because it's great Curtis coming back to the Borough. He's been tremendous. He's got a tremendous reputation as a coach. Mm. But he was a fantastic defender for Middlesbrough, and he sort of ran through walls for the
266 times he turned out, 10 caps for Ireland, spans both the Essam and Riverside eras, cup finals, promotions, relegations. King Kurt has come back, and as you rightly say, he's hoping he can build a partnership with Tony Pulis that takes us back to the heights that he once played at. It is possible.
Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago. He was on the touchline against us, but
he realised the quality. He needed to actually switch there. You know, the 3-0 result.
Well, he was the assistant manager at QPR, and he's come here as first team coach. So that's something, isn't it? And they're friends, aren't they, Pulis and Holloway? So I don't know exactly how this happened, but
I'm never sure, Ian Holloway, whether anybody can actually be his.
He's a straight man.
Exactly. He's in many ways Ian Holloway is almost like the West Country answer to Neil Warnock.
Yeah, there's a flat cap and the baseball cap. Yeah. Perhaps there's something going on there.
Well, let's not talk about caps, otherwise we'll be back to Emperor Pulis once again.
Oh,
let's work on that. Pear-shaped Borough. Borough Barry Chowan writes, to many of the fans, this whole season now looks pear-shaped, and the optimistic hopes of the pre-season all but gone. But interesting enough, he does actually conclude with the notion that we love our borough, we will always support our team, we need to work through this process. The need is for the maximum points available and to get into the playoff places, and it's three. I mean, he kind of states the obvious, and certainly that is one of the areas where it is important. It starts tomorrow.
It does. There's quite a debate. An awful lot of people in this fanzine mentioned the fact that what we said, is there still hope there? And some of those, it's best to give up now.
Oh, yeah.
Almost because the feeling that if you give up, then...
The hope, as they say, yeah, clockwise, yes, as John Cleese once said, it's the hope that kills you.
Yes, exactly. Abandon hope, and then it might happen.
Yeah. Chris Bartley, keeping the faith, but only just, as we said before the break. Middlesbrough fans are known for their resilience. Keep the faith is pretty much the mantra of Northern Soul Boys, and we are the Teesside section of the Northern Soul Society. And then he references Chumbawamba, which is fair enough. We get knocked down, we get back up again. Again, positively, again, from the department of, yes, Chris, I think we know this. I think Tony Pulis is aware of this. I think we need to beat Reading, not with a scrappy 1-0 win, but with a bit of style and swagger. So my 3-0 one, it was a suggestion, might be there.
Yeah.
Possibility. But will there be a tension there? I mean, obviously, Jaap Stam still, I believe, with Reading, as far
he's
as
still
I'm
there, yeah.
So he'll be looking at sort of ensuring that maybe not that park the bus, shall we say. But
we would win the double over them, wouldn't we? Because I think it was the best period for Gary Monk when we went there and we won and we beat Hull as well. And
I suspect from Monk's perspective, he might be sort of not too just chuffed with what's happened in essence, because really, again, if you're being absolutely rigorous and brutal, I don't think he would have done any worse at present. I mean, I think the signs that were things picking up.
He obviously left on a victory, but if you actually go, if you've actually had the matches, you're aware that there's a real there's a shape to the team, that they've tightened up considerably defensively. They tend to dominate in midfield as well, and there wasn't really that sense of knowing what Borough were about. I think that's people were still asking questions of Gary Monk towards the end, in what is it?
Is he trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Not talking about philosophy, but just how are you trying to get them to play? So there's definitely everybody knows where everyone else is now, and all those errors have gone. Apart from the fact that we can't score.
Errors, that's the only thing. It's the referee's errors.
Yeah, the referee's got errors. But we can't score goals, can we? That's the big problem.
Clearly, it would be surprising if Gestad isn't back in full force for arranging things now. Of course, the ban's been overturned. But it kind of also raises the issue about British Samoa Longo.
Yeah, of course.
And that other question I put, of course, although he's more kind of midfield, creative midfielder, Jack Harrison. I thought he might have been brought on, actually, against Norwich. He was on the subs bench.
He was on the bench,
There was a suggestion that he would have been brought on. Yeah. But in the end, other decisions were made.
I think what we did was we played for a set piece, really. I'm not sure whether that was so totally wise to just put all your eggs in one basket, but I think that's what we did. And we did win a lot of long throws and corners, but didn't really look like scoring any of them from any of them, unfortunately. Harrison's, of course, it's in pre-season over in America, so he's pretty short of... probably short of not just match fitness, but fitness at the moment. So
it's probably the reason that Pep Guardiola decided to loan him up to the system.
Well, we do hope, don't we? That I think there's a hope.
I mean, clearly, City, we can't actually find enough players to actually sit on our subs bench these days. Sorry, Pep, I know.
That was staggering.
We've loaned them all out. It's like Chelsea.
Yeah, you've got no youth team, I believe. No. But I think that there's a hope, isn't there? Tony Pulis said that Harrison's not only here for this season, but next season as well, which would clearly be beneficial for him.
It would give
well.
Continuity, it would actually help in all sorts of ways. The mid-table mediocrity is also echoed by Stanis Stand, of course, who takes that other view that we've talked about. I can't help but feel that we are marching towards mediocrity mid-table. To be honest, we've been heading that way all season. However, again, as long as we're within touching distance of the playoffs, there's still a chance and a glimmer of hope. Do you think Neil Weldon would say the same thing? There we are, another name check for him. Slipped that one in there. Probably. Let's talk briefly Cardiff City. I mean, I don't really want to, but in essence, let's hope we get a win against Reading tomorrow. 3 points there. We go away to Cardiff. That also becomes a pretty critical game. Cardiff can be beaten, clearly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they had that blip, didn't they, around Christmas time, and they lost a few games, and now they seem to have got it together again. But that showed a vulnerability at that time.
The only side that really looks as though it's heading towards slippage is Bristol City.
Yeah.
They seem to have lost a bit of traction in terms of that. Derby seem to be getting a kind of traction within the top range of things there. Forest, I thought, were going to be outside bed, but I think they've sort of lost it at this particular stage. So
I think they just continue to be inconsistent, don't they? And they've changed a lot of players now in that transfer window. Yeah. It's almost like it's this season's written
off. Karanka's new team.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, we'll see what happens with respect to that. And I think Sheffield United, again, possibly to the delight of Sheffield Wednesday fans, might not have actually quite got the pace that they'd originally...
I think we always suspected with Sheffield United that they continued the momentum into this season, but whether they could continue it through the whole season, that was the question. For Bristol City, they've played a lot of games and had that fantastic cup run, and maybe that's taken some of the... energy away from them. They must have a fairly small squad as well, that they're not the most biggest resourced. They were a surprise package, weren't they? But for us, first things first, let's get a good result against Reading, and then let's go into their game against Cardiff Bluebirds, who play in blue again, don't they? And hopefully get back to winning ways away from home, because before the Norwich game, we'd won three games in a row.
Exactly.
And hopefully I get to Cardiff a bit easier than I get to Norwich, because as I've chronicled in the fanzine, Alex, I was sort of... I was steaming my way towards it. I was in Norfolk when I hit like a road closed and followed diversions, and I faithfully followed them, even though they were heading me towards Ipswich. I'm going to Norwich.
Exactly. And clearly going to the home of the Tractor Boys from the Canaries, and given the tension that's actually there, you don't want to end up in Ipswich saying, excuse me, can you tell me where Norwich is, please?
You're right. It's the last place you want to be going to.
Exactly.
And then the road started to swing back, and I got suspicious that it was taking me back to, well, roughly where I started from. And in fact, it did. It took me back to the same blocked road. And the last sign I got was the diversion sign, yellow sign, telling me to do a U-turn.
There are certain things in life, Rob, and the road system in Norwich being one of them. I might add Kegworth roundabout as well, but I'm not going to go there because it would take far too long to go into. Let's console ourselves with the fact 44 years ago, Jack Charlton's champions of 74 were there. I'm just actually having a look at some of the players in this photograph. Bare-chested Bobby Murdoch, quite shocking in its own way. An extraordinarily youthful-looking Graham Souness, John Craggs, David Armstrong, and, of course, Big Jack wearing suit and tie with bottle of champagne in hand from that point of view, and a wonderful piece from Jim Flynn, which we won't read out now because of lack of time, but I'll finish with the last two lines. Charlton's champions, oozing efficiency and style, ending Borough's 20-year second division exile.
Yeah, very good.
So let's hope that things will actually open up from that point of view.
Let's hope it's not a 20-year exile.
No, I think 7 years was quite enough for you this time around, so we need to progress from that point of view. So, finally, in terms of a reminder, don't forget the Middlesbrough Food Bank. You presumably can actually donate to the Food Bank even if you're not going to the game. I know there's...
people were able to donate today, Friday, at the Borough Shop. They can donate any time to the Food Bank, which is based in South Bank. You can look it up online. And I think the restaurant in town, The Fork in the Road, I think they're looking at maybe being a town centre collection in the future for people to drop things off. But we're hoping this is the first, that this is very successful. There's looking to be a national launch for football fans supporting food banks, and that should be quite soon. So hopefully we can follow it up.
And how can people get hold of the full articles in our Mitigated Glory with the tremendous Curtis Fleming image that we actually have on the front cover of SU 553 in the EFL Championship? What's the best way to get hold of copies of this wonderful publication?
Hopefully, look out for us at the match, because there's not that many of us selling at the moment, because there's not that many different ways to go at the match. And we're sometimes getting missed. People are walking past us. So look out for us at please look out for us at the match.
Rob, we'll sign autographs if asked first.
No, especially Lee, who stands near the navigation. People have been walking past him, even though he stood there every week for a long, long time. So please look for us. And if you're not at the match, then you can buy it for £1 as well, £1.50 plus postage. You can still subscribe to the last few games as well. If you contact email fmttmadmin@gmail.com or old fashioned style. Right to the office, Fly at the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilke Street, Middlesbrough, TS1 5AP.
And don't forget, if you didn't have a pencil to write that down, you can simply wind the podcast back a little. Some people that get confused, they think, once they've played the podcast, that's it, it's gone.
Know,
you can listen to it as many times as you want. It's completely free.
The beauty of it.
Exactly. And you can, if you missed something, just play it back. Just wind it back a bit.
Technology.
It's going to be the old enemy, not Glasgow Rangers, but those people who love to invest in new badge designs coming up for the next games, actually. Yeah? We will be around, all being well, for March the 1st to deal with the... I'd like to say the weaklings as opposed to the mighty, really. You know, the weakies. You know.
And that game's been changed to the Friday, of course, hasn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. So,
Is that March the 2nd, the Friday?
That is indeed March the 2nd when the whole thing comes through. So we will be back certainly for that. I'm not sure we'll squeeze in another, because clearly the cup run didn't quite manage.
No, we're out of that.
Okay, exactly. So it's, and I managed to work through the entire 25 minutes without mentioning league, concentrate in any way, shape or form.
Whatsoever. Oh, yeah, so good.
That's very good. So we'll finish with those final five words. Is it five words? Seven words.
Yeah.
You see.
I don't know. It's a few.
Exactly. Let's just do 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 words.
Yes.
That we usually do at this particular moment in time. A 1, a 2, a 3.
Come on, Burr, and up the Burr.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.